start off with a question about Maurice Clarett. I mean, are you surprised at how far down he's fallen?
Wow, he's got some heavy issues. Yeah, it's just a shame that this has happened to a guy that so much promise and so much ability. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to him, but it's a real shame.
Woody Page was on Cold Pizza this morning.
Pardon me?
Woody Page was on Cold Pizza this morning saying that Ohio State and Denver and the community should try to reach back and help this guy. Do you feel that?
Well, we tried to reach him quite a bit when he was here. You know, one thing he did have here was a lot of support from our veterans. I mean, our players tried to really take care of this guy, and he wanted no part of it. And that was one of the reasons why he didn't make our football team. I don't think I've ever been around a bunch of guys reach out to a guy more than Maurice, trying to help him, and a guy not wanting that help. And, you know, that's a shame because, as we all know, everybody's got issues. You try to help people through those issues, except he was one of the players, one of the few players that we've had that really didn't want to be helped.
Mike, as far as this morning's practice, do you feel guys are really ready to get in a game-type situation on Friday?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, this is the first time that we paid any attention to Detroit going against their offensive schemes and defensive schemes. And it's not really a game plan, but just some of the wrinkles that they've probably shown through the years, looking at their coordinators and things along those lines. But, yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to getting in a game-type atmosphere. You know, the first unit will be out there 10, 12 plays, and obviously we've talked about the people that won't play, and you get a chance to evaluate your second, third, and fourth teamers in a game situation against a team that obviously with a new coaching staff and a lot of new coaches want to play well. Yeah, Foxworth is a competitor. You know, Todd DeVoe made a bunch of big plays down in the red zone, and it's really a credit to Foxworth that he was able to come up with that interception.
Mike, is Jay Cutler one of the guys that you're looking forward to seeing the first time under game action?
Well, you know what happened to the quarterback. It's a learning curve. But for him to get some playing time is always a plus. Good thing for Jay is he's been able to go against a first-team defense for the last few days. That's probably more valuable than anything, to be able to go through practice and being with the second unit and actually going against the first defense. You can't make the same throws, and you've got to anticipate the throws more going against the first defense, obviously, than the third defense.
Can you give us an update on Cecil?
Pardon me?
On Cecil.
Cecil Sapp, right now, he's supposed to practice this afternoon. You know, his groin's still a little bit sore. Hopefully in the next 24, 48 hours that he feels good enough to play. If not, then we'll rest him this week and play him the next week. But right now we're hoping for some playing time.
Has Ron had any setback at all, or is that just kind of continuing? You don't want to push him.
If we had a game this weekend, Rod would be playing. Yeah, a regular season game is what I mean. I think it's still a little sore, but we don't want to overdo it. He's still keeping in shape and getting his lifting in. And, you know, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure when it comes to those hamstrings.
Coach, Brock Alexander being second on the depth chart, what have you seen out of him that's impressed you this year in camp?
Well, we'll get a chance to see what he can do in game situations. You know, we've got a lot of competition at the corner position, and it's nice to see how guys will, you know, how they interact not only with their teammates but against the opposition in the game-type situation.
Coach, without Gerard and Courtney throughout the preseason, is having the D-line ready for St. Louis a concern at this point, or are you happy with your depth there?
Well, both guys are supposed to be back, so we'll find out. Obviously, if you're losing two or three starters at any position, you're always concerned about your depth. But since we haven't played the first game and it's quite a bit away, let's wait and see.
Mike, we always talk about how the players are excited to get in a game situation. How do you and your coaching staff, do you guys get excited for the preseason games?
Yeah, we do. We get a chance to evaluate some of these guys and see how they act in game-type situations. And you never know. Guys can practice good, and all of a sudden the game's too big for a player. But most of the time when they're practicing at a certain level, they play at a certain level, but you never know for sure.